David, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks so much for being on the program. I read a story online a few days ago, and it was kind of disturbing. The Michigan Department of Community Health also put out some information on bath salts. And apparently these bath salts, which they are being sold as, are really bad news, as they are hallucinogenic.
Correct. And just to be clear, the bath salts that we're referring to are a designer drug that's new to the country. And in fact, we didn't have reports of any use of it in Michigan until about a week ago. So we're not talking about Epsom salt or Calgon or those sorts of conventional bath salts. These are just bath salts in name only, meant to disguise the fact that they're a collection of a number of very, very powerful stimulants.
This reminds me of the challenge that you've had lately with the now banned beverages, where there was a high content of alcohol and caffeine, and then there was the hallucinogenic spray, if you will, which kids were ingesting.
Right. We've had a slew of these lately, from K2, the synthetic marijuana, to salvia. You recall the salvia issue. There's been a potpourri problem that's been addressed, and they all fall into that same kind of category, with the exception of the alcoholic beverage you talked about, of designer drugs, where they take a known nasty compound that's illegal, and they modify it just enough chemically in the lab that they can call it something else and sell it.
These bath salts are called Ivory Wave, Aura, Zoom 2, Zeus 2, Cosmic Blast, and White Rush. They are hallucinogenic bath salts. They contain various synthetic chemicals, including a type of, what is it, methcatheline? I can't even say that.
Well, there are very long chemical names, but the one that we're primarily concerned about is a compound called MDPV, which is methylene dioxide pyrovalerone, if you will. And the other one that you were attempting was cathinone. Cathinone is on our Schedule 1 list, and by Schedule 1, I mean the Drug Enforcement Agency has a number of schedules for drugs. Schedule 1 are drugs, chemicals that have no medical uses and are illegal, so things like heroin and opium, amphetamines, and these types of compounds are all found there on Schedule 1.
Well, these are all strong stimulants that can cause increased heart rate, chest pains, dizziness, delusions, panic attacks, nose bleeding, and nausea.
Right.
And apparently these drugs are snorted, ingested, and mixed with water, injected, and inserted rectally and vaginally. Are you kidding me?
No, that is what, in fact, is going on. And what is really sort of ironic about the whole thing in terms of bath salts is the high, or the trip that the kids and young adults experience, is not pleasant. It's very unpleasant. You mentioned hallucinations. They tend to feel that they're being pursued by demons, devils, enemy soldiers. They describe collectively a very, very bad experience. Yet, because this compound is so addictive, they do it again. We've had one case in Marquette where the same kid has been to the emergency room twice from abusing bath salts.
All right. Tell me about any other cases beyond that Marquette one which have hit Michigan.
Well, we have to date. We just reminded emergency rooms and emergency departments last week that they're required under state law to report poisonings to us. So we're just getting that information coming in. And to date, we have about 25 cases that have been reported to us. Most of those are from the Marquette area, oddly enough. But apparently there is a head shop up there that's done a pretty good job marketing this material. They have since had the material confiscated by the local health department under an emergency rule, so they're out of business at the moment. But we've also seen reports from the Detroit area, and we're starting to see a few from the rest of the state, including Grand Rapids.
David Wade is the Director of Environmental Health for the Michigan Department of Community Health. So tell me, what has the department done beyond shut this one business down?
Well, we're getting out the word, obviously, and thank you very much for having me on your program this morning to do just that. We are in the process right now, again, of collecting all of the reports from the emergency room so that we can get an idea of who's abusing it, where it's being abused, and then target our education and enforcement activities in those locations. We also have been asking that any physicians that see patients that are presenting with these sorts of symptoms, if they're unsure how to treat these individuals, we have a fact sheet, and they can also call either us or the Poison Control Center. We have just one in the state. It's in Detroit at Children's Hospital, for information on how to treat people presenting with these symptoms. It's a little bit, they're very difficult to treat. These are very powerful stimulants, and the usual calmatives or sedatives don't tend to work very well. So you have to go a little bit, take the game up a little bit in order to get these kids to come down. Let's see. So that's generally what we're in the process of doing.
David, are these bath salts already illegal, or are you going to have lawmakers create a law?
Well, they are. Technically, they're already illegal. The argument that you'll hear from people defending them, if you will, and there are those out there that do, is that they don't appear on the schedule in name. But the schedule also contains a little paragraph at the bottom that says, if you have a substance that looks like what's on the schedule, is chemically similar enough to the schedule, then it's also illegal. So the compounds, most of these are not on the schedule per se, but they fall under this analog, if you will, analog subsection that puts them on the schedule. So they are illegal.
All right, David, where can folks go to find out more information about these bath salts?
You can call the Poison Control Center. It's a 1-800 number, 1-800-222-1222. Or you can call the Michigan Department of Community Health. My group will help you. We're at 1-800-MI-TOXIC, T-O-X-I-C.
David, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.